It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Last week, Susie, we had, maybe it was even, no, it was the Friday, wasn't last week, it was the Friday, of so about 10 days ago or so. We had a list. Dave Harrigan had compiled the list, including the most notable moment on WCC radio for the entire year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I make the list?
It was specific to the show, but...
Oh, I think you mentioned WCC.
Well, the award was specific to the show, but let's be honest, the most significant moments on WCCO happen in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's fair. Now, some would say most notable moment, we celebrated 100 years. No, Dave selected the overrated, underrated, properly rated theme song. That's the most notable moment.
Which, that's a shame.
By the way, I can't disagree with. I cannot. Wow, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
Susie, not
exactly. All right. Wow. No, I love the song, Dave. I'm sorry. It's a jingle. It's a nice little jingle. I dance a little.
Wow. Okay. It's a nice little jingle. That's a really high
praise.
Some
are comparing
right there.
It to Espresso. You know, a song of the year.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, babe. All of them.
Taylor Swift, move over.
Yeah, but to Susie, you know what it is? It's a nice little jingle.
It's a nice little jingle.
A little pat on the head.
One of the other awards you didn't mention, Chad, was Susie's Greatest Kitchen Disaster of 2024.
Yes.
Many to choose from.
Many.
That was a category that Dave had. We had four selections. I think the oatmeal one that ended up
blowing up in the microwave.
And it ended up on Dave.
Yeah, it was the one that you poured on my leg.
Yeah.
Beat the chili without chili powder.
I was going to say chili without chili powder. I'm a real winner. I'm a real catch.
You are a catch.
Oh.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I got a really nice thing from my son and his girlfriend. They went out and got a cake, a beautiful cake that one of his high school friends, I think it's Sarah Bush, but I can't remember, and I wish I did because she makes these.
Oh.
And it looked a little bit almost like Game of Thrones birthday cake. It had chocolate. It looked like bark, but it was chocolate, and it had real pretty sprinkles, and it had berries and little green, greenage, you know, little vines on it, and it was chocolate with raspberry filling. Oh my gosh, it was...
You put some in the freezer and save some for us for
I forgot,
after the show?
I so should have taken two slices and thought about the guys.
Yeah, should have thought of us.
Why did I not? I don't know, because I'm thoughtless.
Because you said, nice little jingle, you know?
Yeah, I kind of poo-poo you boys.
Yeah.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what do you have on your list?
You know, I'm going with the holidays as overrated, because as we were just sort of, everybody likes to do this. You get back to work, it's Monday, it's weird to have the holiday on a Wednesday. We're all kind of out of it a little bit.
Right.
But we've all just been going, you know, I like just... headstrong every day, shoving this, going there, gotta be there. This person has to have you over. And it just.
It's a lot.
It is. And, you know, we finally, on December 26th, my mom bought tickets for all grandchildren to go to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Stages Theater in Hopkins.
Well, it's the greatest story tied to Christmas out there.
The point is,
you know,
people are toast.
You know who doesn't
Nobody
like it?
Has slept.
This scumbag.
Oh, really?
Like
you
it.
Don't like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Is it the same story
yes,
that they did there?
Yes, it's delightful. On stage, the it was perfect.
Special?
It was an hour.
Dave and Adam Carter are pro bullies.
No, we're against that stupid show portraying Santa as a bully. That's not my Santa Claus.
Well, it's a fair depiction. Turns out Santa is a bit of a bully, and he had to learn his ways, and he had to rely on a guy he bullied. That's why Santa's such a good person now.
Because he's redeemed himself.
Yes, exactly.
God, Dave.
No,
my
Santa's
point,
always been good.
My point is that by the December 26th, we were all catatonic. No one has slept. All we've done is eat chocolate.
Yeah.
And now we're watching this play with all these little people who are squirrely from the chocolate.
Yeah.
And then my mom says, last thing, she says, do you want to come over for dinner tonight? And I said,
no.
I said, I love you, but no. And then my last thing that's, I'm going to say, underrated.
Yeah.
NFL football. Saturday, I went, sat down on the couch to watch three games, and I realized I couldn't watch them.
You're all into the NFL now.
I am. I don't know what happened to me. My point is,
You didn't have NFL Network?
I didn't, but I bought it. I bought it. And then FanDuel came out, those ads. And I'm like, well, I want to go on FanDuel and make a bet.
Oh, so you did.
So Steve Simpson told me today, I couldn't have even if I would have tried it. It knows I'm in Minnesota and it's against the law.
There's ways around it. Come on.
Well.
You're as slippery as they come.
Exactly. We're aware of your ethics.
I don't take no for an answer.
Or your lack of ethics, so you could have pulled that off.
You're right. But anyway, so it was a good couple of days, but I'm very tired.
This texture nails it.
What?
Santa's a little judgy with that naughty and nice list. You know, come on.
Kind of arrogant, too. Oh. How do you get to pick who's naughty and nice?
Yeah, because he sees you when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake.
He's judgmental.
Santa's got standards. You, Mr. Everyone gets a present. Just
Oprah.
Everyone.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
Hey, maybe if he worked more than one day a year, too, I'd respect him.
You don't think he's working behind the scenes?
No, the elves are cool.
No, he's managing those elves.
Baloney. He's drinking. And he's eating. Look at that big belly.
He's taking care of the reindeer.
He could, you know what he could use? The Thighmaster. The Suzanne Summers Thighmaster.
I'm sure he's got it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at his belly. He does. He's.
I didn't say he's used them.
You know what he's going to He's going to be on those Zempic this upcoming year.
That's funny.
It's going to be fit.
Santa's going to be 120 pounds next year.
We had Hot Santa in the Target ads.
Yeah, we did have a lot of Hot Santa. Okay, let's pause here.
Okay.
What else do you have, a radio audience, for overrated, underrated, properly rated? And if you're going to say Rudolph is overrated, it's time to check in and get help. Okay. It just is. I've given up on Harrigan and Carter. They're not decent people. They're not. They're not good. What do you have? 651-461-9226. So we're playing tunes. Dave Harrigan is number one tunes during Jimmy Carter's presidency.
Oh.
Right? Among the texts coming in, putting the brakes on the woke philosophy is highly underrated. More texts. Properly rated. Clint Eastwood's movie, Juror Number Two. An excellent drama. I saw the trailer.
Yeah, I saw it on there, but I didn't look at the trailer.
And then it kind of vanished.
Oh.
I need to check that out. Overrated, more text here, the overly bright headlights on cars. I agree with that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing this now?
I don't know. It drives me nuts.
It does. Needling me, the Chad Arpin Show, overrated, a lot of dot, dot, dots.
Huh.
Susie, underrated. Happy New Year.
Oh.
I truly appreciate WCCO. Thank you.
Thank you. That was nice.
Very kind. All right, Dave, what do you have?
Let's start with this. We celebrated our own birthday on the 28th. Would have been Saturday. My oldest turned 8. And I got to say, for most 8-year-olds, hey, what do you want for your birthday dinner? Pizza, chicken nuggets.
Spoon and Staple for?
You know what you asked for?
What?
Steak. Spicy Thai red curry.
Oh,
wow.
With a
That's
lemon
awesome.
Raspberry cake.
Dang.
And I like this.
And,
good kid.
My wife, Lindsay, was behind almost all of the food being put together.
Yeah.
Knocked it out of the park.
Aww.
Unbelievable. The taste that this 8-year-old has.
That's fabulous.
Isn't
and
it?
Then, yeah. I mean, the food is still tremendous.
Mm.
And there's so much left over that I'm
Again,
enjoying.
Why you don't bring it to work?
We Tomorrow?
Could already Tomorrow we could have some spicy.
Could we have some tomorrow?
I could probably bring in a little red curry for you.
That'd be great.
Might burn your mouth off.
That's fine.
Mm.
God, it's good though.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's great to have an 8-year-old who's willing to not only experiment, to like things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The cake, tremendous. I made the cream cheese frosting. You're welcome.
La-di-da.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that was challenging.
It's really all that matters.
Okay. By the way, cake without frosting.
What is it? It's nothing.
Massively overrated.
Oh, you like it. You hate it.
No.
I can't remember the
rule. If the cake doesn't have frosting, throw it in the garbage.
Okay.
It's like a pie without filling. Of course you need the frosting.
Yeah, no, it's so
Where do we stand on eating cookie dough?
The raw cookie dough?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in favor.
I'm pro.
More raw eggs, the better.
Can I give a really hot take? I think ice cream is just okay. In fact, I'm going to say this. Ice cream is overrated.
Okay.
It's not. It doesn't live up to the hype. There's so many better desserts than ice cream.
I'm trying to think of the best ice cream. So I like a Dairy Queen Blizzard raspberry with chocolate chips in it.
Now, I love a peanut butter parfait. I'm not saying I don't have ice cream. I'm just saying
put it in the top three.
I think there are better options.
Well, first of all, you need to differentiate. Are you talking ice cream or are you talking the Dairy Queen soft serve? Because there's a reason they don't call it ice cream, because they can't.
I prefer regular ice cream, but it is a golf trip tradition for me for 40-some years. Wherever I'm coming back from, I got to find in greater Minnesota. You call it outstate because you're insulting to those folks who live out of the metro area. I call it greater Minnesota.
Greater Minnesota.
I identify with them. You know, Moose Lake, Pequot.
Royalton.
Royalton, yeah. That's a good.
Motley.
My go-tos right now are Royalton and Moose Lake.
Yeah? Well, you've got, when you're going up, whatever we go up, not 169.
10?
Out of Little Falls, 10.
Yeah.
10's got some nice spots for treats.
Yeah, Dave likes to go to Pure Pleasure on that road, too.
Gentleman's
who
Club.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, can't blame me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nice.
Overrated that we've been living for the last week in the cold, landlocked version of Seattle.
Or I'm England.
Sick of the fog. I'm sick of the overcast. And I'm sick of the ground always being wet.
Yes.
The ground doesn't even dry anymore. Come on. Let's do better,
well,
Minnesota.
Well, that'll lead me to one of mine.
Okay.
Because on Wednesday, I went for a super long walk. 500,000 miles. That's how far.
It's a good walk.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good
walk. That's better than I'm impressed.
500,000 miles. But when it's been dark, murky, dank, and you get that rare sunny day, and it's now officially a winter walk, that winter walk is great. Whether maybe it's a bike ride, maybe it's a run, because then boom, we're right back to it. It's depression era.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I want to get one of those lights at my house, those special therapy lights.
I have one of those lights.
You do?
I used it for a little bit.
Eh.
I need to start using it again.
Okay.
You're supposed to use it right in the morning. Boom, for like 10 minutes. You know, and it can also help you sleep at night. So I need to do that.
Mm.
The last thing that's underrated is getting under the skin and needling those Vikings fans that just hate to watch, or not hate to watch, that hate watch this team. Because they're so afraid of what's going to happen.
Silly.
My dad and my brother texting me yesterday. My dad complaining about the clock management issues before halftime.
Which
was real. Absolutely was real. And
horrible.
Raheem Morris had the same problem last night for the Falcons. Let's go, fellas. Call timeouts, for goodness sake. And then
it's just not that. And as Collar said last hour, O'Connell's been great in these areas. You know, Zimmer was every game like three times. I just don't get how you can screw up the timeouts.
No.
Me either.
30 seconds, we're scrambling. Hey, we've got a lot of timeouts. Maybe we use one.
On my couch, I'm flawless.
Yeah, but then my brother towards the end of the game, oh, we're going to lose this game. They're blowing it all.
So
and I'm just waiting for the end just so I can text him W14-2.
Yeah, 14-2.
He's arguing about all the things they did wrong, and I'm just playing devil's advocate even if I don't believe it.
Nice.
And finally I get the, you just don't know football text. That means I really got to him, and that makes me feel good.
Sibling rivalry at its best.
We get those texts here occasionally, too. You just don't understand it. No, we just disagree.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay, let me jump in. I got a few.
Okay, good.
Today, how about three all-time athletes all born on this day?
Oh.
In age, Sandy Koufax.
That's a good one.
Tiger Woods.
That's a good one.
LeBron James.
Wow. All share a birthday.
All share this birthday. There's another one that's a great one. I think it's February 17th. Michael Jeffrey Jordan and Jim Brown.
Wow. Good one.
That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you have Koufax, Tiger, and LeBron.
All in the same year, too.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who was kicked out of the chess event, the chess championship, did you see this?
He did not.
Because he was wearing jeans and he wouldn't change. Wouldn't change out of the jeans and was kicked out of the chess event.
Going to screw up his concentration.
Who cares what pants he's wearing? Now, if he's wearing nothing down below, maybe that's a bit of an obstacle. But
I got kicked out of school for wearing jeans.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I went to Fridley Grace High School, Totino Grace.
Yeah.
1 year because I got in trouble in public school, and it was All Saints Day, and we didn't have to wear a uniform, so I wore jeans. And I think Brother Tom called me in the principal's office and said, "You can't have jeans on." And I said, "Do you really think Jesus cares if I have jeans on today?"
You're right, by the way.
I mean, he said, "Call your mother. You're going home."
Yeah. They weren't gonna accept that.
But I had fun.
Speaking of chess, how about Wemby, Victor Wembanyama, who in 2 years is going to be the best basketball player on the planet, and that's might be sooner. The fact they don't post this guy up makes absolutely positively no sense. I don't know what they're doing. But they're in New York, the Spurs, and he goes, "Hey, where should I play chess today?" So he ends up in Washington Square just playing chess with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. I love that idea. That's great. Tell people, Dave, we both thought about the sick leave detective and how this would be really problematic for this person to your right.
It would be trouble. It was out of Germany, a fella who has found a great little niche, great little, I don't know what you call it, just a job. It's his job now. He's a PI, and companies call him when they've got someone that's called in sick, and they're not really sold on the fact that that person is sick. So his job is to track him down and find out if the story is indeed true or not.
You would be in such deep
trouble.
I would
be cooked.
You would be cooked. You would lose about 20 days off. The teen who was forced to fly home with a stranger's toddler in her lap due to an overbooked flight. So have you guys ever been bumped on an overbooked flight?
No.
I have not. The offer has been out there many,
sure,
many times, right?
Yeah.
But I've never been bumped. So she's a 19-year-old. She doesn't want to be bumped. And there was a layover in the United Arab Emirates. And she thought, don't want to stay here.
She's going to Australia.
She's going to Australia, right?
So not a short flight.
Not a quickie. Mm. And they say, well, guess what? We can get you back on the flight, but you have to share the seat with a toddler.
My God.
So what do you do, Susie Jones, in that case? You have a long flight. You have, let's just go with it. You have a 12-hour flight back home, and you want to go home. You've had enough. You've had a great trip. You've wanted to punch your mom a number of times. And they say, Susie, we bumped you, unfortunately. Turns out we can make one caveat. There's a woman next to you named Sally. She has a toddler, but you're going to have to hold the toddler in your lap on the entire flight. You do what?
Gosh, I think that I get a different flight and suck it up. I don't think I could. I mean, there's so many variables. Is it a good toddler or a bad toddler?
That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I think you've nailed it right there. And you don't know that.
No.
You don't know the mom is either. The mom could be a lunatic,
yep,
too.
Yeah.
No way, Dave. I'm out.
Well, it wouldn't be my first choice. Now, part of the story is she's 19, and she claims that she was legit worried for her safety if she had to get a cab or an Uber,
yep,
go back to this hotel by herself, then make her way back. I guess at that point, you probably take the toddler, but boy, there's no good option here.
Mm-mm.
Well, obviously, the worst option is, trouble.
Yes.
But she might have been leaping to a bit of a conclusion, too.
Certainly. Is this a legitimate story, or are you guys making it up?
It's for real.
It's for real, yeah.
So the airline would actually say you have to hold a toddler on your seat.
She was having a panic attack.
Yeah.
They said, no, we can't do this, and she had a legit panic attack, and they said, okay, well, here's what we can do. You can hold the toddler. I assume mom had to be right next to her, but there was probably a double toddler situation there.
She had a toddler, too. All right, two last things.
What a nightmare. I'm going to take the bus.
The guy who looks like Luigi and is now getting a lot of sex. There's a guy who stepped forward. Does look a little bit like him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Got the eyebrows.
And
got
he
the hair.
Says, since this guy, cold-blooded murder, again, you folks defending this guy, again, look deep in your soul. There's something wrong with you. But now, look even deeper in your soul when you're like, hey, kind of looks like Luigi. He's not Luigi, but I think Luigi's hot, and I like what he did, so I'm going to sleep with this guy.
Oh, my God. What is happening? What is how low has society, as a human race, have we fallen?
Just wait. We'll top it again soon.
We're sinking.
You will sink. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here all week.
Yeah. Robert Smith, the former great running back for the Vikings, who's a tremendous interview. Robert, next on CCO.